So a lot of talk about the Super Bowl coming up, but a lot of us Packer fans are still reveling in the fact that we did a lot better than we thought we would.
Right.
The building year was a really good building year.
Right.
And, you know, so we're still following the news. Well, there's a guy who might, I was a little surprised to see that he applied for the defensive coordinator position.
Why, is he like a college coach or something?
No, he's just a dude. He lives in Eau Claire. His name is Bill Port, and he sent a resume and a cover letter to Mark Murphy.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Murphy, I heard your organization has a job opening, so I figured I could do this defensive coordinator thing. Please note, I prefer weekends off. Go Pack, go. And then the resume.
that was it?
Yes. And the resume included things like the fact that he played football in high school.
Oh, sure.
And also the fact that he is really good at fantasy football.
Oh, you know what I mean? They're practically the same. I thought he was going to say he plays Madden. You know, he's really good at the video games.
I mean, that's probably the guy who got the job is really good
exactly.
at that.
Well,
the reason this is making the news is because Mark Murphy sent him a handwritten letter telling him he didn't get the job.
He sent him a handwritten rejection note?
A handwritten rejection letter. Thanks so much for your cover letter and resume regarding our defensive coordinator position. While your fantasy football experience is impressive, I regret to inform you that we have decided to go in a different direction. And then maybe, I don't know how you'll feel about this line. I hear the Bears have an opening. You look to be perfect for that job.
And
thanks
what's weird
again,
is,
sincerely, Mark.
What's weird is that Ryan Poles and the Bears are actually considering him now. I don't know. He doesn't want to work weekends. That's
so
bad.
Good at fantasy football.
I believe that Jim Carrey wrote a letter to Carol Burnett trying to get on her show. When he was a kid.
Right.
Didn't
and he got a rejection letter from her that he still has. And they talked about it and everything. Well, I wonder if he wrote that because Vicki Lawrence got her job because she wrote a letter and said she like won a Carol Burnett impersonator contest or something.
She was a little older, though, right? I mean,
she was like a 20-ish, I think.
I think like Jim Carrey was 10.
Yeah.
Did you save any? I'm trying to think if I have any rejection letters that I've saved.
I do have a letter where I was getting fired, where
they fired you by letter?
Yeah, well, it was like it was my first part-time radio job, and I still have it, and I posted it on a WFHR memories page.
That's how they fired you? Because that's weird, because like let's say they mail it, and it takes a day for it to get there, and you still show up for work.
Well, it was part-time. I would cover meetings and stuff like that, so if they didn't give me an assignment, I'd didn't just go to school board for fun
no
and file a report. Here's my report.